In this section, we will explore the tasks for maintaining a list that is set up as a table. Most types of lists are set up as a table, with columns and rows, similar to a library. Site owners can create or customize these lists to address a wide range of user needs. One type of list that is available right out of the box is the tasks list. Here is a task list that is already in use. Specific tasks are assigned to specific people to complete. Also shown is each task's current status, priority, due date, percent complete, and predecessor, that is, the task that must be done before the current one can be started. Like visitors, you can open items, so you can read its metadata in a separate dialog. Also, like visitors, you can modify a list or library so you temporarily alter which items are seen and in what order by using sort, filter, and view. With sort, you rearrange the list in a different order. With filter, you select a particular item and only records with that item appear. With views, you open a menu to select a pre-arranged view by name, and the list changes accordingly. All these features are available to site visitors. But, as a site member, you can do even more. For example, you can add a new item. To do that, we approach this list just like a library, going under the list to click the Add New Item link. As with a library, a dialog appears for you to enter properties. And, just like libraries, the particular fields you see here vary widely from one list to another. For practice, let's take a look at the fields on this particular list. After entering a brief title, you select a predecessor, if there is one. Highlight the prerequisite, and then click Add. Then provide priority, status, and percent complete. You can use the Assign To field in two ways. One way is to enter the person's first and last name and either press Enter or click Check Name. If found, their name is underlined. The other way to use this field is to click the Open Book icon. In the new dialog, enter part or all of the person's name and then press Enter. Then, double-click the person's name. Their name appears with an underline. Next, add a description. Notice that there are many text formatting options available. The start date is preset to today, but you can change that. Then, provide a due date either by using the built-in calendars or by entering the day. Now, at the top, you have the opportunity to add one or more files to this task by clicking Attach File. Now that you are finished, click Save. And the task appears in the list. Now, if I ever need to update this task, I simply click its title. Like a library, I can go to the toolbar and click either Edit Item or Delete Item. Consider what we have done. We added one task to the list by clicking a link. If we have three or four of them, this would not take too long, but what if we had a dozen or more tasks needing to be added? Wouldn't it be great if there was a faster way to enter or edit a long list of items? There is. Later, in Topic 4, Working with Views, we talk about a built-in view called Data Sheet View. As you will see, this built-in view can save you a lot of time and effort.